mind's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but forever and a day.
Just a little taste there of the Execs Big Band. Debbie Bigelow is the vocalist, and when you are, you're the one the public most readily identifies with the band. Debbie, how did that come about?
It's really a fun story. I had been working with big bands south of the cities, and Mike Consor, he is a member of the big band and has been for many years. His daughter was in my kindergarten class. I was a kindergarten teacher at the time, and he knew that I had performed as a vocalist in other big bands, and he invited me to join.
You sing with groups of many sizes. What do you like about being in front of a big band?
Oh my gosh, it is thrilling. And some people are so jealous. Talk about surround sound. It's amazing. There are 17 instruments. And just to have that energy, and then to be surrounded by such talented musicians too, it's amazing.
You do many songs that are familiar. They've been familiar for generations, like Our Love Is Here to Stay. Sometimes you play that song and things happen that you didn't expect.
Oh, yes. The Execs play for a number of venues. One would include outdoor concerts. And right before one of the concerts, there was a group of children who might have been a little bored with things. And all of a sudden, Our Love Is Here to Stay started, and they came to full attention and started doing a little routine, a little dance routine. So once again, the song is ageless.
But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may
part of the big band experience with the Execs is the vocals, and part is the instrumental work, but it's really more than that. It's the integration of the vocals with the instruments.
That is totally correct, Phil, and I'm glad you mentioned that. With one of the songs that we're going to do for you this evening, it's called I Remember You, and this is a very exciting tune, and after the vocal, the band comes in, and it's just full attention on them. It just kicks in, and then it goes back to vocal again.
I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know?
The guest is Debbie Bigelow, vocalist for the Execs Big Band. And I gotta say, Debbie, the dynamics of the band, both singing and playing, and indeed swinging together makes it for me. The Execs is tight, and I know you know that, but how did it get that way?
Listening to one another and cooperating with one another and just really being sensitive to the dynamics. In the arrangements, there are quite a few dynamics involved, going from soft to loud, slow to fast, and it really is amazing how they have to listen. They have to follow the rhythm of the song, and they have to really have a feeling for it too.
You mean it's not all decided in advance? It's something that just kind of grows during the course of a performance?
That is part of it. We've had performances where we've been, you can just tell, been really energized. And we've had other performances where it's been, you know, more of a routine. But we are pumped. And all of a sudden the performance is over and it's, oh, really? It's over.
I think I know what you mean, because if everything is clicking, then why stop? Well, Debbie, you're the vocalist, meaning you get to appreciate the instrumental playing. And I would think Tuxedo Junction is a real showcase for the instruments.
It is, and it's a standard, a Glenn Miller standard from 1940, and it is a showcase, and it's also one that people love because it's a familiar tune.
The Execs Big Band plays at Centennial Lakes Park in Edina Monday, July 31st from 7 till 8 p.m. And the band would like you to know that it hosts really big dances that accommodate listeners too every spring and fall. Full details about these events and everything Execs Big Band is located at execsbigband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.